Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys today, and I want to say to you, there are just one. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason.
Welcome, everyone. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. You've tuned in to the right broadcast, so don't go anywhere. Put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. We have another exciting show for you today, and those of you that have tuned in for the first time, I believe that you will be delighted with what we have. Before we get started, I'd like to let everyone listening let you know that you can check out my blog for updates and things that are going on with me, and that blog is Dwight Jeffrey.blogspot.com. That's DWIGHTJEFFERY.blogspot.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, and that is at C Mr. Motivator. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR. And if you have questions or comments, you can email us. And the email address is cthemotivator@yahoo.com. The letter C as in cow, themotivator@yahoo.com. Designing a lifestyle. Today, we are going to explore the world of entrepreneurs and discuss opportunities that await you and that will propel you to design a lifestyle for you and your family. And thank you for checking us out. Also, feel free to join us on the live broadcast. And you can reach us by dialing area code 323-580-5712. We are in a place in life where we meet challenges. We run into obstacles. We sometimes face setbacks. But how do we deal with these things? Do we allow these things to conform us and dictate to us how we should live our lives or where we should go? Or do we adjust to these challenges and come up with a way to launch ourselves out into the deep and achieve the goals and things that we want to achieve in life? Design a lifestyle. Design. An artist comes up with a design before the artist completes their picture. When my mother would take clothes to people and they would help her create outfits, and I remember one of the ladies would say to her, well, what type of pattern would you like so we can create the design for the new outfit that you want to wear? Designing a lifestyle, when you can design a lifestyle, that means you can put what you want in the design. You can put what you want before everything is completed. And once you finish the design, It can be of your choosing, your choice. And when you design a lifestyle, you want to design everything that you would like to have, the kind of house, the kind of home, the car, what you would like to do, what type of work or career. That's design a lifestyle, because when you design a lifestyle, you are creating something that you enjoy, something that's going to make you happy. Are you one of those people that you're stuck in a rut, or you feel like you're stuck in a rut because you're doing something that you hate? Or are you one of those people who's experienced the door been slammed in your face? Sorry, we are not hiring at this time. We don't know if we're going to have any jobs in the future. And then you knock on another door. Sorry, no jobs. And you're stuck. Do you give up, or do you figure out a way to design a lifestyle? We are going to bring out our guests because we want to help you learn how to structure your life and take advantage of opportunities that await you. Our guest joining us today is a well-known entrepreneur. She's an educator. She's a life coach. She's known to many as a special motivator herself. This lady motivates and inspires Mr. Motivator. She's a longtime friend. She is also a successful author. And she's an editor, and she has a successful talk show, and it's called Let's Talk Truth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out Lois Bullock, the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful, the witty woman of our dreams. Come on out, Lois.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Motivator. In fact, I could sit here a little bit longer and let you throw out some more positive adjectives there connected to my name. That is so awesome, the way you introduced me. It just made me feel all bubbly inside.
Wow. Thanks. And also, before I forget, I see you bought one of the panelists who is normally a guest with you on Let's Talk Truth, and we have Miss Louise, a dynamic, smart, intelligent, educated woman, and we're just happy, Louise, for you to be here with us on the Mr. Motivator Show today as well. So thank both of you lovely ladies for being here with us.
Well, I thank you. Listen, let me say this. Louise wanted to be here for your show so bad. I mean, she was calling me up on yesterday. Are you going to be with Mr. Motivator Show tomorrow? So I said, well, he has invited me to be there. Well, you know, do you think he'd mind? I said, no, he would love to have you come because, you know, she does give positive input. So I just wanted you to know you're very popular, too.
Wow. Well, thank you, ladies. I just feel honored that you guys were excited to be on my show. And you are such a great guest and panelist. And it seems like every time you do a show with us, we have a floodgate of emails. And as long as we're getting these gigantic responses and people are getting their questions answered, I couldn't think of any other guest that would be a great fill-in for the show today. So, again, thank you. Thank both of you for coming out to be here with us.
You're quite welcome, Mr. Motivator.
Go ahead.
I think your topic today is so dynamic, designing a lifestyle. If you think about, you were talking about the word design.
Yes.
Basically, when you design your lifestyle, you're putting together something that you love to do. You're bringing your dream into fruition.
Yes.
So you're designing it exactly like you want to do that. And it's not geared to most people who have jobs. They work at another person's pace. They work that person's design. They work that person's dream. But when you design your own lifestyle, you're putting your dream into motion. You're doing exactly what makes you happy. And what is the old saying? If you weren't doing something that you love to do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Yes.
So that is awesome when you think about stuff like that.
You are certainly right. And I'm glad you liked the title of our show today, Design and Lifestyle. Miss Louise, what do you think about that topic?
I think it's very befitting for everyone that's listening out here, because in our own way, we're all entrepreneurs. We might not be the entrepreneurs that might want to go out and, per se, start our own business, but some of the things that we do already, we already, in a way, have that gift of entrepreneurship, because, you know, when you're born, you know, you got these gifts, and it's just up to you what to do with them later on. So sometimes, you know, when you get to the point where you have these hobbies that you enjoy doing them so much, that's all you want to do. So I find that that's also a form of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
You know, I was thinking about the word entrepreneur. And, you know, what that really means to a person. And it's an entrepreneur is an individual who starts a business or an other venture that promises economic gain. But it's one thing that an entrepreneur faces above everything,
mm-hmm.
and that's risk.
Mm-hmm.
They face risk. So we have to think about when we're talking about designing our lifestyle, it takes a lot of work to design your lifestyle. But if this is what's going to make your living for you, why wouldn't you not put everything you have into it?
Yes.
And the risk is that you have to fashion it in a way that it's really going to work for you, and if it works for you, you know, what risk are you taking? I know several people who have been into business for themselves, but you have to prepare to design your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say prepare, there are things and one thing in particular that comes to mind. And guess what that is?
What's that?
Taxes. You know, I know a lot of people who have started their own businesses, were very profitable,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't know how to do their taxes. And they lost their businesses because the IRS took over.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all these hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxes to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to sit down and design your lifestyle, I think we have to do the work. We have to put in the work to find out what encompasses this design I'm drawing up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do I have to do to make this be a life? Because you say a lifestyle, that means it's a lifetime achievement you're trying to.
Yes.
You know, you're not putting together something you want to fail in 6 months or you want it to fail in a year, 2 years. This is something that you want to be a lifetime doing,
mm-hmm.
you know? So when you're talking about an entrepreneur, you've got to just really know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And in order to know what you're doing, you got to put in some research.
Mm-hmm.
You got to put in some time.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to remind our audience today and people that have tuned in with the broadcast, hey, always take notes. Get your pen and paper ready, because we are covering a lot of broad area, and some of you may be at a place right now you need some ideas. And I want to remind everyone, go ahead and list the what Lord said, research. Do your research. And you mentioned that this person or these people lost their business because of taxes, not knowing how to correctly do the taxes, mm-hmm. or not reporting the taxes. What would you recommend? Would you recommend that they get with someone who can help them with the taxes if they don't know? Or,
you know, I would. People feel that this is my idea, this is my business, I'm going to do it by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the wrong attitude to have.
Yeah, okay.
People don't trust people, but you got to trust somebody.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Because no one is all-knowing but God.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you don't know everything that you need to do. I don't. You can do research, but you still have to put people in place.
Yes.
To help you yes. launch your design.
Yes.
If I'm going to design a dress, mm-hmm. I'm going to design it, make it, model it, you know, go down the
runway,
sell it, everything. But I cannot do that because I'm not an expert in all areas.
Yes.
My design can be ever so great, but I'm not an expert in every detailed aspect that's going to make it profitable. That's not, and not only profitable, that's going to give it its longevity.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that we need people. Mm-hmm. I know a young lady that went into business, and she had a person who did a budget for her.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are so afraid when it comes to money. They didn't want to be fair or open up about the money that they were getting in. So how can you have an accountant to help you if you're not going to let them know what your assets are?
You're right. I agree with that 100%. My uncle told me once he was working on my car and there was something that needed to be done, and his friend came by, and so my uncle said, "Hey, Dwight, he's a master of all trades. No, he's a jack of all trades, but he's a master of none." And I'm like, "Well, Uncle, what do you mean?" He said that this guy works on cars. But he said, trying to do his taxes and manage the finance, he said he wasn't very good at that. He said his wife had a master's in finance, but he didn't trust her to do it. So he said the guy
failed
because he wanted to master everything.
Yes. And if you're not very careful, that particular scenario will hit a lot of people, because it's one thing we begin to think a lot of ourselves. You know, I've got my own. This is my business. This is my. Of course, it's your business, and the way you design it shows that it's your business. But still, if you want it to work and to be profitable, you need to put an expert in there to help you.
Mm.
And you've got to put somebody in there you can trust. There are measures you can take that will, I don't know, if some people think somebody's going to take your design away from you.
Yeah.
It's going to take away from your lifestyle. A lot of people are just selfish and don't want to share anything. And a lot of people want to control every aspect of their design that they make. And they control themselves right out of business.
Mm-hmm. You're right. I like what you said. I know you played basketball when you were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could tell me, what team is it that goes to the championship that doesn't play as a good team? In other words, if there's only one person that feels like they can do it all, and
mm-hmm.
they're afraid to let anybody else take the shots, and they want to do, they're not going to win, are they?
No. And what would happen when I was playing basketball if I threw the ball in,
mm-hmm.
I ran in and caught it.
Yes.
I dribbled it all the way down court.
Yes.
I shot and made the shot.
Yeah.
I got all the rebounds.
Yes.
I did all of the free throws.
Yes.
I did. Well, I didn't need the other players.
No, you didn't.
I did not need the other four.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been in there by myself.
Yeah.
But that's impossible.
Yes, it is.
That's not feasible. You can't work like that mm-hmm. because if you throw it in, somebody else is going to get it.
Okay,
you have to be awfully fast
yeah.
to run in and get it, dribble all the way down court. And not to mention, you're going to be very tired after one or two.
You're going to burn yourself out. And don't you think a lot of people burn themselves out?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen pastors like that? They
yeah.
have a great ministry, but they want to do every function by themselves because they don't trust
yes.
anybody else.
And I really, when it comes to the church, I don't think it's basically not trusting. I think people just want to shine in everything. They
okay.
want to be the one that knows everything. But like I said, no person is all-knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I know pastors that are right there with God, I mean, God talks to them every day through a bullhorn. You know, hey, pastor, this and that, this is God. Listen, this is what I want you to do next. He will talk to them. He will give them direction. But the reason it's a ministry, that pastor cannot do everything. He has the plan from God, but it takes people to work that plan.
Mm.
And so that's, you know, we have to take that into consideration when we're being entrepreneurs.
I like that you said we have to have people. In other words, entrepreneurs should have a team of
yes.
People that they can call on to help them in different areas.
Yeah.
They shouldn't feel that they got to do everything themselves. They should have a team of experts in different arenas, so they won't have to get stuck with trying to do something that they can't do.
Right. This is why we go to college.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have different colleges and universities.
Mm-hmm.
People attend, but what are you majoring in? I'm majoring in this, and I'm majoring in that. Not everyone has the same major.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is to get the expertise in different areas. No one person goes to college and takes everything, majors in everything. You know, I'm a business major. I'm a, you know, majoring in something else. But we want to design our lifestyles as if we major in everything, and we don't.
Yeah. You are. Go ahead.
Yes, that's why you have a lot of companies that do fail, a lot of teams that don't win, because they want to have this one star player. And so you see that with a lot of, you may see that with a lot of sports. See, some of the teams out there, like you may see, like in football, you may have the coach may pick one or two players, and they might just let them play all the time, and then the rest of the guys, they sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not how you build a successful team or successful anything else. You got to put everybody out there that can play, but you got to find the position that fits them best.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you build a successful
that's
team.
That's right.
Now, Louise, didn't you say that your dad had a business
at one time he did. My dad, he had a lawnmower business, and he would go out and sell yards.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, but didn't he have some help, someone
yes.
that he worked with?
Yes, he did. He had someone else to go out and help him. So, you know, it just wouldn't be him doing all of the work. He would share that with someone else. So in order to, you know, build a successful business, you know, you got to be able to delegate jobs and
mm-hmm.
duties, because not everybody can do the same thing. And even though you might initially built the business, you still got to be able to bring people in that know what they're doing, because you can't you can't do it all by yourself. And if you want to build that thing to where it can continue on after you go on, you got to have people in place that's good so that you can keep that thing going. So you are always going to have people that's better, you know, than you. And you can't, and you don't have to be good at everything. You just need to have the right people in those right positions.
Now, did you
keep
say,
it going.
Now, didn't you say your mom and dad, they worked together on the team because she could do different things that your dad wasn't comfortable
that's
doing
right.
as far as the administrative aspect?
Exactly. So my parents, they worked together, so we were able to, you know, have a successful household. So when he go out to work, my mother, she would stay at home and she would take care of the household duties, and she would also help him, you know, manage the money and that sort of thing. And so they were able to, you know, we grew up watching that, you know, because you see a lot of people made more money than they did, and, you know, they wasn't living as good as my folks, and my dad made less than anybody on the neighborhood.
Well, I can attest to that being true. We're talking about teamwork as far as money is concerned.
Yes.
And I don't know how many times I'll have to tell this because I want people to get it. You're talking about designing a lifestyle, but it takes, if you're doing it for your family, it takes two to tango. I grew up poor, but a very selfish poor person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that I was poor.
Mm-hmm.
I was just selfish, and if I had to have a certain pair of shoes growing up, my sister would settle for a lesser value. I wouldn't. I want those. And I got those.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ruin ourselves when we're talking about designing a lifestyle because I grew up selfish when I got married. I had a very smart, brilliant husband who worked very hard, had good positions. He was a white-collar worker. But I thought my money was my money and his money was his money. You cannot succeed like that. You cannot in a relationship. You cannot succeed like that. So, needless to say, we divorced. And I'm just now learning from that lesson to have something and to be motivated differently. I used to laugh and talk bad about females because when I was at work, but I did it to their face. When I was at work on paydays, their husbands would drive up in front of the building and they would run out and hand their checks, kiss their husband. I thought that was so, that was horrible. You work for that money. Why are you giving it to him? Now, to this day, those people are retired, traveling around in a Winnebago or got some vacation, got several vacation homes. Why? Because they worked as a team.
So are you saying if you're an entrepreneur, should you get your spouse involved with you and you work
How
together?
Can you not?
Right.
If you're designing a lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is I'm designing, if I'm designing a dress,
yes.
why won't if I'm designing a dress for me, why would I build it to fit something else?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, why won't I build it to fit this size 7?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go try to do an 18 or a 20, that would be way too big for me. Anyway, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, design a lifestyle, are you designing it just for you?
No, you design it for yourself and your family.
Yes.
But that brings me to our next
people.
Question. And others. The next question. Should you, as an entrepreneur, should you involve your kids? Should the kids have a place in working to help with the family business?
How will they learn? How will they learn?
You're right. How will they learn? And it's a way for them to pick up extra money, right?
You know, sometimes I think about back in the old days during the oil boom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people are rich because of the oil. Now, those people became rich. They designed a lifestyle based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they designed it whereas their families were taken care of.
Uh-huh.
Now, y'all know I do a show called Let's Talk Truth, so I always have to incorporate the Bible in what I say. Now, the scripture says that I must leave an inheritance, or you must leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. What are you going to offer them if you design a lifestyle and you cut your wife out of it,
mm-hmm.
and you cut your children out of it?
Yeah.
When you are gone on, who's going to run it?
Mm-hmm. There won't be anything.
Where is it going to go to? Okay. Are you going to leave it to someone else's? And this is where we make mistakes. Look at the problems now that a lot of our rich children are having, because it's not cut clear who's going to handle this money for my child.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And no one, and you need to have that so airtight that no one can come in and change what you have put in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have little children, you have to think about, should I leave this world with my child little? Who is going to take care of her or him with all that money
that
I leave? See, an entrepreneur, it's a lot of things we have to think about, and we have to put things in place. And we have situations now that we have entrepreneurs that where the men and women that have children, they aren't married. So if I leave everything to my child, who's going to handle that? Do I trust my baby mama? Do I trust my baby daddy? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We need to think about all this. Stop looking at little Johnny's mama, Bonquisha. Bonquisha will spend every dime little Johnny has.
Yeah.
And by the time Johnny gets up, he'll be as poor as
right.
ever.
Yeah.
So we need to have wisdom as entrepreneurs. We need to be able to set aside and put into stone what we want to happen. That's part of designing your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to design your lifestyle because you're not going to be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't designed to be here forever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So as we go through designing our lifestyle, we have to make allowances for the people that we leave behind. We have to make those allowances because I promise you, nothing tears up a family or a community better than money.
Wow.
When you have business, who's going to take over the business? Who's going to run this? That's a $100 million business. Money makes people go crazy.
Okay.
So as an entrepreneur, you've got to design your lifestyle so that everything falls in place.
I hope y'all heard that. Would you write that down as well? I think the first thing Lois mentioned was to do your own prepare your own preparation, do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
Then number two, the next thing she mentioned is that you need a structured will. Get your life in order. That's part of designing your lifestyle. Is make sure that you protect the business, the company, the inheritance. Do the things necessary so that your business can continue going should you leave here from this planet on short notice. Okay? So the first thing you mentioned is to do research. The second thing is to have a structured will. Okay? Now, what's the third thing that is involved for designing a lifestyle?
We have to make sure that when you put this design together, you want it to be, not only do you want it to be profitable, but you want it to not be a headache. You want to be able to structure it where taxes are done, everything is done. And you cannot design a lifestyle and all of it go in your pocket.
Hmm.
You know, and that's where people make a mistake.
You're right.
A lot of people will take all of their profit and put it in their personal bank account. You know, you need to have
a separate.
Yes, you need to not. It has to be your business. If you're an entrepreneur, your bank account has to be a business bank account.
Yes.
You need to be on the payroll just like everybody else is.
I agree with that. I heard one CPA said that's called commingling your funds,
mm-hmm.
when you just put everything in your pocket.
And after you're going to spend everything. This is why people get in trouble with taxes and everything.
Uh-huh.
They get in trouble. You should have you pay people in your business.
Yes.
The money that you take out of their check, you need to put that money in an account so that you can pay taxes on. You know, that's the tax money. That's not your money. But we take that money, we keep it. And we start buying new cars and new everything.
Yeah.
When you have to, you know, you have to look at everything and understand. This is a business.
And it's gone before you know it.
I'm a business owner.
Yes.
That makes my responsibility greater than if I'm going to work for someone.
Yes. You're right. Thank you for those. You illustrated a good point. Now, can you also tell us what is it about the business plan? Tell us about the business plan. How does that come into effect?
Well, first of all, if you're going to work at something, it's got to be something you enjoy, something that's in you to do. A lot of people go into business based on what somebody else thinks they should do.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work. So if you're going to do a business plan, you need to plan out everything, and you need to do it where you do projections, yearly projections.
Okay.
What do you expect your business to be doing? These are goals you're setting.
Yes.
Short-term goals, long-term goals. In 6 months, this is where I want my business to be.
Okay.
This is where I want it to be in a year. You need to put all that. That's part of your business plan. That's part of your design.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have something to work at. If you just get up every morning and you don't have a goal, what are you doing? You know, you need to work at having a goal for yourself, setting a goal. This is the only time you will find an entrepreneur that is a successful entrepreneur. Set goals for yourself. Set goals, when I say for yourself, set goals for business.
Yeah.
Something you need to work at.
Yeah.
And you put these things on paper. You know, this
should
be
on paper.
Yeah.
We should have everything where we can go and look at it.
Yeah, and right now, if you don't want to put it on paper, put it on your computer. But
yes, but
something that you can, something that you can print out. You can always, every time you spend money, track it. Keep records of everything. Keep good records. And this is what a lot of people, you can't go buy something for a business and then just toss the receipt aside.
No, you can't.
No, you need to be able to track what you spend.
You're right. You're right, and if you've been end up being called in for an IRS audit, and you can't show them where your spending is
exactly.
going, and it looks like you just put all the money
mm-hmm.
and use it up on you, you'll be in some trouble, right?
Now that's something that I do because I love to. I have different areas where we give,
uh-huh.
and we try to give like God says give. Anonymously. Whatever I give someone, they don't have to know it came from me. But my books will reflect where it went to.
Yes.
You understand what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the whole difference. A lot of people think that when, you know, I don't take any government assistance or government money or anything like that, but whatever is given to me or whatever I use in my particular ministry that I give, and I go out and I bless people, like, I keep track of it on my books. You know, even though they don't know that I gave it to them, I know that I gave it to them. In case someone comes back and says, your nonprofit organization took in $40 million. Yes, sir, sure did. Here's the $40 million, and here's the trail where it went. You know?
You're right.
You have to do that.
Yeah. It's
you just can't have, and, you know, and that means you have to be very prayerful when you have people keeping your books.
Wow.
Make sure you know who's keeping your books.
That's excellent. Another thing I'd like to ask you about, I've heard of business people say that once you have a business plan, the next thing is you need a marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what a marketing plan is. Why should an entrepreneur and you that's working hard to design that lifestyle, What is it about this marketing plan?
Well, one thing, when you talk about marketing, what are you going to do to make your product known?
Oh.
What makes your business? Who knows about your business?
Mm-hmm.
Who needs your business?
Yes.
How are you going to make it available to people? How are you going to let people know about your business? You know, where is the best place for you to put your business?
Yes.
So these are things that you have to think about, and you need some good people. If I'm going to open a lemonade stand, I need somebody to tell me my marketing strategy.
Yeah.
Is it, what street am I going to open it up on? What do I need to make sure that I'm within the guidelines and the law if I set it up on this street? How will I get people to know that I'm there? You know, so all of these things come into play. That's why I say you have to do your research when you're talking about going into business for yourself, being an entrepreneur. Everyone wants to be their own boss,
mm-hmm.
but have you researched it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do it? My doorbell rang one day a couple of weeks ago, and it was a young man driving around, and he said, I don't want to alarm you, ma'am, but do you need your yard done? I said, well, as you can see, yes, I definitely need my yard done. I said, but I have a yard person. I believe as long as they're doing really good for me, I need to be loyal to them. So he says, well, I'm new to the area, and I'm just trying to get established and blah, blah, blah. About 3 days later, he came back. See, he didn't realize he'd already been here. So that's a person that's not really focusing on what he's supposed to be doing or how he's supposed to be doing it. He's just out doing things all willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Was he writing down the addresses? Was he seeing at the end of the day, could he say, okay, this is a positive. I have these many yards. I can do these houses on this street. They already have somebody. You know, if you're going to be serious about designing your lifestyle, you've got to be serious about it.
Yes.
You can't just ride around and just take things for granted.
You're absolutely right. I noticed when I was over at my office, over the office with my, with my CPA,
mm-hmm.
I noticed in the waiting area and in his office there was some periodicals. He had a Wall Street Journal and he had some finance magazines that he subscribed to. Now, as an entrepreneur and someone that's designing a lifestyle, you know, just getting started in business.
Mm-hmm.
What publication would you subscribe to someone that would give them some ideas and talk about opportunities?
Well, everybody wants to do the Wall Street Journal. And I think just your first time starting out, or, you know, unless you're ready to run in the big league, I don't think you would need to do something like that. But, you know, the Wall Street Journal, that's something that you're established and you really know what you're doing.
Okay.
You need something like you're talking about, these home business guides.
Yeah.
Have magazines that says home businesses. They
uh-huh.
give you step-by-step ways to start a business. But you need to be able to start small. And like I say, based on your projections and your goals that you set for yourself, then you can increase.
I see.
But just start off small and work into it.
Oh, awesome. Now, tell me this. I know that an entrepreneur is someone that understands how to look for a market niche
mm-hmm.
or a need that's not being met or fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell, for someone out here right now, they're scratching their head, how can they discover an opportunity that's right for them? What are some things?
Well, the things that they can do, you have your social media.
Okay.
That you can go to. I mean, the internet can open up a lot of ideas.
Okay.
And it can provoke lots of thoughts within you.
Okay.
So use your social media. Use your different magazines. There are just a plethora of information that you can get from different sources that will definitely help you when you're trying to design your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is, these different avenues will let you know what's out there that people need.
Because
there is no sense in you having a business if people don't need what you're selling.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Now, we got to watch that, too.
Yeah.
Have you ran into people that they're trying to talk to you about something and you have no need for it? The thought has never crossed your mind because it's not something you can think about.
A lot of people do that. And then, when they find that there's no interest in it, and this is why you need to do your research in advance.
Okay.
If there's no interest in it, what are you going to do? You're going to become depressed, and you're going to become, and you're going to stop. You're going to stop designing altogether.
Uh-huh.
And so, these are the things. There are different magazines, different social media links that you can look at on the internet. And, you know, Google is a great source. You can look at different areas in the on the social media. Google, go on Google. Google them up.
Okay, now give us some ideas. You know, you mentioned earlier, you said people can subscribe to Home Business Magazine.
Mm-hmm. And in that magazine, it gives them a list of home-based businesses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a list of home-based businesses that's at your service. Try them out. They've got all the information that's in there. They've got phone numbers, addresses, everything.
Really? Does it even tell you how much it costs to get the business on?
Yes, it tells you everything.
Wow.
So maybe something you're trying to do is listed there.
Okay.
And all you have to do is just, you know, plug into it.
Wow.
Apply. And you can find out, you know, what you want to do.
Okay.
Instead of taking every little, a lot of people get money
mm-hmm.
from retirements or different things like that, and they put it, I'm going to own my own business, but they put it out there and they waste it.
So they blow their own retirement.
Blow it because they did not do research on what you wanted to do on something. And I can remember back in the day, I don't think it's the Pit Rock days out there anymore. You remember the Pit Rock?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember the Pit Rock.
That man made a fortune on the Pit Rock.
Yes, he did.
I never knew the function of the Fed Rock. Did you?
No.
But all I know, he made a link.
He caused
the economy when people needed that, wanted that. Mm-hmm. So this is what we're going to have to do. We have to hit while the iron is hot.
Yes.
Whatever you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to, what are you trying to accomplish? That's your number one thing. What do I want to accomplish?
What do I want to accomplish?
Yes. If I'm here to make money, what money-making idea can I come up with that's going to help me turn a profit and, you know, last a long time?
Awesome. And Louise, you had a comment, what you want to say about people getting business, getting things that don't fit other people?
When you do start a business or anything, you got to not only do your research, but you got to make sure you find out what that product, is your product, is that going to fit the needs of people? Is it something that people want? Can they afford it? Is it something that they can use? You know, because if it don't fit any of those criteria, you're going to be out of business in no time, because for some people, they go out here and they go and they start these businesses, or if they go try to get in something that people don't want, you know, and you see a lot of that, because just because you may think it's a great idea, that don't mean that may be a great idea for the people out here.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta sit down and find out, well, what is it, what you got to fill a need, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just go out here and say, okay, I think I'm gonna start being this, picking up, getting one of those things that pick up metal. But maybe everybody may not have no interest in that. So you go out here and get this stuff that, for sure, that the great mass of people don't want. You just barking in the wind.
And you know, you're so right. And another thing we have to think about, too, because we're in the season now where lawns and trees.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be in that business, get a good lawnmower.
Okay, yes.
Invest.
Yes.
You have to invest in something to make your investment work.
Yes.
You need a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
You need an edger. You need a leaf blower.
Yeah.
You know, those are things. And
if you don't have all those things, you're not going to be able to finish the job.
You're not going to be able to finish the job, and you're not going to do a good job.
Mm.
And frankly, I need, I think about people who are in that business. They need to be, if you want to be dynamic,
mm-hmm.
Show me a beautiful lawn. If you're going to take care of my lawn,
mm-hmm.
kill my grass and kill my weeds and let my grass grow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just got to be awesome in anything you do. You've got to be different. You got to be set apart.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sense. If we all offer the same mediocrity,
nobody wants that.
Yeah. I've got your design for your lifestyle has to be off the chain.
Mm, I like what you said. You and Louise both brought a good point. Because if you're going to give people market special type of marshmallows that make people drop 200 pounds when they eat a marshmallow,
yes.
You need to make sure that actually works, right?
Yes, make sure it works. Don't sit up here and have me spending my money on something that don't work.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just skeptical now about weight loss products.
Yes.
I mean, not that I'm that fat, but still, I want to knock off a couple of pounds.
Yeah, I heard you.
I've been needing to knock these couple of pounds off for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to get to the point where what you offer people, make sure it works.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have these pyramid I couldn't be a part of that because they hit, make their money, and they don't.
That's right. The business is nowhere around. They're not in it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
It's to get money and
trick people out of money.
Shut the company down.
Yes.
That's why they call them pyramid schemes.
So if they get your money, they go.
Yes.
But I think that is so. I could never initiate a pyramid scheme.
Yes. And one of the things I was told in knowing that it's a pyramid scheme, most pyramid schemes do not have a product per se.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is built up around talk. Or either they want you to exchange money. And everyone is supposed to circulate this money by exchanging money, and then all of a sudden you get rich. Folks, if you get somebody coming at you with something like that, lock your doors, run. Get out of the room,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to be liable for tax evasion and everything else once that those companies become investigated.
See, a lot of these schemes, how they get started in the first place, there's people out here that's greedy and they lazy. So a lot of these people that put these things together, they're coming at people that they know they want something for nothing.
That's right. And then they're looking for people that are in need.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's been off work, they're facing foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
They're desperate, they're gullible, and someone is not going to, as you said, they're not going to research. They're not going to see if anyone else is doing it. They're not going to check to come out. They look for people that will believe what they say.
Yep.
And they go and do it. And then you give them your $5,000 and go out and find 10 other people to give $5,000. And then you get your $2 million. And then you never get the $2 million.
No, never.
Never.
Never. And frankly, I'm so tired of things like that. So when we're talking about designing lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
I would offer to design a lifestyle that's meaningful.
Meaningful.
Something that you can sink your teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try, because some things you think is here, they're here today and gone tomorrow.
Okay.
And you don't want that. If you're going to do something that's going to benefit your lifestyle, your family, do something that's meaningful. Do something that people need.
Yes.
Push things like that.
Yes. And that's legit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Something that's legal.
Yes. You don't want weed growing. And
yeah, what do you want to say to the people out here that want to design a lifestyle, but they're doing it with illegal things?
You know, I think about the sad thing about people that's doing drugs. It's really sad that you're never at yourself.
Yeah.
You never have in a natural state of mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And for people who talk about they need to legalize weed,
yeah.
Who wants to walk around high all day, every day? And in fact, weed is really not something that makes you high, because it pulls you down. It brings you down to a mellow state.
Absolutely.
Yes. Who wants to be depressed every day?
Yes.
I want to be in my right mind. I tell people all the time, if I'm going to dance naked on a table, I want to know that I was there.
Yeah, I heard you.
I don't want somebody to tell me, girl, you know you were so high you were dancing naked on the table. I want to experience everything for myself in life. And I want to experience it sober.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Now, and you know, the Bible, there's a scripture I read that it said, count up the cost before mm-hmm. you build your house. Don't you think a person should think about the consequences? Is it going to be worth it to start that 25-acre marijuana crop? And if you go to jail or prison, will it be worth all that you're going to lose in the process of that,
mm-hmm.
or trying to set up a drug lab, will it be worth all that? Don't you think people should think before
about that? I told you they need to do the research, because one thing is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
What is it in your everyday life that you cannot face with that normal brain that God gave you?
Mm-hmm.
You can face anything.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
And if I can't do it if I'm altered by some dream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be altered every day. I want to be myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm with you. We got to really be careful. Well,
I've really enjoyed you guys. Look like we're out of time. But I want to thank you, Lois, and I want to thank you, Louise, for coming out. It was here on the Mr. Motivator Show. And, folks, Mr. Motivator is reminding you that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. I hope that you've enjoyed enjoyed our broadcast today on Designing a Lifestyle. And it is my desire and goal to encourage you to think about your future and to think about what you can do to design that lifestyle so that you can fulfill your dreams and have the life that you've always wanted to enjoy. Be with us again next week, same time, same place, for another exciting show. I'm Mr. Motivator. Wish you all well. Have a great day.